Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Monday, 15th August 2022. Top stories for today. Health Minister Kari Jamaluddin earlier today said to ensure Malaysia has a world-standard public health system, the ministry is seeking for public health spending to be increased to 5% of the gross domestic product, as Malaysia is only allocating 2.59% of GDP for public health expenditure. He said in an upper-middle-income country, the benchmark for public health expenditure is between 4-5% of the GDP. Prime Minister Dato' Sri Ismail Sabri Yaakob said the development of the health white paper comes at the right time to make the national health system more resilient in facing future challenges. Ismail Sabri said a comprehensive plan is needed to be drawn up to serve as a basis to improve and strengthen the existing health system. Meanwhile, Dato' Sri Najib Tun Razak requested that the appeal proceedings to set aside the conviction, sentence of 12 years in prison and fine of 210 million ringgit in the case of misappropriation of funds of 42 million ringgit belonging to SRC International Senjan Berhad in the Federal Court to be postponed. Hisham Tepo Teik's lawyer said that proceedings should be set on another date until the investigation against Kuala Lumpur High Court Judge Datuk Muhammad Nazlan Muhammad Ghazali is completed. On the international front, Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese accuses ex-Prime Minister Scott Morrison of secretly appointing himself to three roles in the ministry during the pandemic. The revelations have sparked a political firestorm today, with his successor promising a rapid investigation. Scotland is set to become the first country to provide free period products. From today, councils and education facilities must provide free sanitary products to those who need them under the Period Products Act, which was approved back in 2020. Sanitary products were already free for pupils and students, but the bill placed a legal duty on ministers to ensure anyone can get access to them. And dozens of people have died of a fire broke out at a church in Egypt, many of them crushed in a stampede during a desperate attempt to escape. According to officials, the number of dead is at least 41, with dozens injured. Children are believed to be among the dead. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. I'm Melissa Fernando. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.